The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. The great English author G.K. Chesterton is famous and renowned for being quotably quotable. I don't know if you've ever read very much by G.K. Chesterton, but I highly recommend it. It's absolutely delightful because when you read Chesterton, it just reads like one memorable quote right after another. It's absolutely delightful. One of my favorite quotes from Chesterton goes something like this. He says, "When you break big laws, you don't get freedom. You don't even get anarchy. What you get is a lot of really little laws." And what he means by that is this. Big laws are laws based on the Ten Commandments, or based on respect for another person and their basic dignity, or laws that seek the common good as opposed to the private benefit of some individual. When you break the big laws, the result is always a stifling burden of petty regulations, death by a thousand cuts. For example, break the basic laws of aviation safety, and you get the TSA, right? TSA safety regulations. No more than 3 ounces per container, 3 ounces of liquid, and would you please step aside with me for an intrusive personal pat-down, and let's step into this room here for some additional security screening? Break the big laws, get the little laws. Back when I was assigned to the high school, you know, there were 5 pages in the student handbook entirely dedicated with specific rules about how to wear the student uniform, right? All because they couldn't keep the big rule. Just wear the uniform with dignity. Wear it with respect. When a society has lost its moral compass, you can't hire enough police to keep everybody in line. Now, we're living in a society that's filled with stifling regulations, and there's a million reasons why. But the biggest reason why is that we've broken the biggest law. As a whole, by and large, we have stopped loving God. We have no longer ordered our life and our society around the fear of the Lord, and when you stop fearing the Lord, what ends up happening is you end up fearing everything else. You break the big laws, you get the little laws. It's true in Scripture, too. Once upon a time, there was a big law. Don't eat the fruit of that one tree over there in the garden. You can do anything else you want. They couldn't keep that law, so they ended up getting 10 more in its place. Then they couldn't keep the 10 commandments, and they ended up with 613 precepts of the Jewish law. Today we hear Jesus say something extraordinary. He says, "I've not come to abolish the law. I've come to fulfill the law." Now, St. Paul says that love is the fulfillment of the law. Because there's no smaller law that can't be subsumed up into a higher law. And there's no smaller love that cannot be taken up into a higher love. And that's how Jesus takes 10 commandments and turns them into 8 beatitudes. And he takes 8 beatitudes and he turns them into 1 great commandment. "This is my 1 commandment," our Lord says to us. "Love one another as I have loved you." Great, great freedom in that, if you can keep it. Now, we're living in a society that's burdened with stifling rules and regulations, and a lot of people burn themselves out trying to change society, and they don't get very far. You know, it's a funny thing about trying to change laws. You bend them. They always have a way of bending back. Do you know what the good news is? Even if you can't change society, you can change yourself. And today, let me let you in on just a little spiritual secret. There is endless interior freedom to the degree to which you will grow in faith, hope, and love. Interior freedom grows to the degree in which we have grown in faith, hope, and love. Faith, the ability to believe what God has revealed simply on the authority that God Himself has revealed it. Hope, it's knowledge that God will give you everything you need. Nothing is going to be lacking you. You might not get every material thing that you want, but you will get everything you need to get to heaven, and nothing will be denied you. And love, the giving of the heart, which is the fulfillment of every law. It's how complex things become so simple once again. That's what every spouse wants. The giving of the heart, not the keeping of rules. That's what every parent wants. The giving of the heart, not the keeping of rules. That's what every priest wants, and that's what God, your Heavenly Father, wants, and that's what He grants you the ability to do. Now, I could give you lengthy homilies on the meaning of faith, hope, and love, and how to acquire them. Today, I just want to leave you with this one thought. God created His people to be free with a freedom that nothing in this world can ever take away from you. Pray to grow and study what it means to grow in faith, hope, and love, and you will come to know what Jesus meant when He said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Amen.